Residents of Champaign's Garden Hills neighborhood have to deal with a list of problems, including inordinate levels of poverty, gun violence, and vacant houses. The neighborhood on the city's northwest side has another problem, a lack of infrastructure, like storm sewers and street lights. The Champaign City Council is taking a first step toward a remedy for Garden Hills, but it could be a long wait to the second step. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
It's an overcast day as Clarissa Nickerson Foreman takes me on a tour of Hedge Road, a street that runs alongside the railroad tracks bisecting the Garden Hills neighborhood. Hedge Road is one of the few streets in the neighborhood that has lampposts. Since there's no sidewalk, Foreman and I are walking in the street.
Oh, the streets flood. I mean, it's pretty bad. Last time we came out in this area, it was completely flooded. It's not passable, so there's no cars. You know, you're not able to get through, and it gets pretty bad. Even if it just rains for maybe a couple hours, it can be pretty devastating on both sides of the railroad tracks.
Foreman lives in Garden Hills and represents it on the Champaign City Council. Originally built as a suburban subdivision outside the city limits in the 1950s, Garden Hills is now well inside the city with a sizable African-American population. It still has only a few streets with sidewalks or streetlights. Storm sewers remain inadequate and in some places non-existent. Foreman says that's a symptom of the city's neglect of the neighborhood.
We all call, at least the people who live here, we call Garden Hills the red-headed stepchild of the city because we're the largest neighborhood in the city of Champaign. We have 1,000 homes, but for some reason, we just kind of get forgot over here.
Not entirely forgotten. Last week, the Champaign City Council voted to spend $4 million to buy up homes along Hedge Road to build a nearly three-block-long floodwater detention pond, part of a more than $50 million drainage improvement project that will also include sidewalks and streetlights for Garden Hills. But actual construction on the drainage project won't begin until 2030. Alex Nodge, who's overseeing the Garden Hills project for the Champaign Public Works Department, says the city just doesn't have the money to fix all of its infrastructure problems at once.
We had to do some prioritization of projects, and the ones that were already in queue have been ones that have had drainage problems even before the Garden Hills was a subdivision.
But the prospect of a 10-year delay did not please Garden Hills resident and landlord Chad Smith, who spoke out at last week's city council meeting.
And now you're pushing it off for 10 to 15 years? I just don't see it sustaining with this amount of flooding, the crime, the lack of sidewalks, the lighting. I just ask that you really think about other projects, what we can do to move this up and let this neighborhood survive.
Amy Revia also asked the city council to pay more attention to Garden Hills. She's president of the United Garden Hills Neighborhood Association and says maybe the city could find the money to build streetlights and sidewalks in the neighborhood first and address drainage problems later.
You know, even though flooding is bad and it's terrible, water goes away eventually, but the lights, the crime, the no sidewalks does not go away.
At last week's meeting, several council members agreed that Champaign should keep looking for ways to speed up work on the Garden Hills project. Alex Nodge, the civil engineer, says perhaps work could begin sooner through a combination of a possible state grant and the issuing of construction bonds. Meanwhile, Mayor Deb Finan encouraged Garden Hills residents not to give up.
I think it's important for the neighbors to continue to come and remind us that, you know, they've invested in this neighborhood and that the city needs to do the same.
The city is offering Garden Hills a little help with its outdoor lighting with a new program that offers grants to help homeowners and landlords install yard and entrance lights. Meanwhile, the United Garden Hills Neighborhood Association posted a new round of flood pictures on its Facebook page following Saturday's heavy rains. In one photo, a measuring tape shows the floodwaters in one street to be 6 inches deep. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
You can read a longer version of this story and see photos of some of the flooding in Garden Hills at willnews.org.